Talking Head. Dharma. What's that? I guess if you are a bit interested in Eastern wisdom, or if you have seen the series Lost, you are familiar with the word Dharma. Now, what does that mean? Well, it's about the meaning of life, you could say, I guess. We humans sometimes ask ourselves, what is the meaning of life? Now, let's zoom over there to India. And you know, the cultural capital of India, or the capital of India, used to be Calcutta. And the area there, West Bengal, is called Gouda Desh. It used to be an old kingdom of Gouda, with the city there, and still today this area of India is respected for its learned and intelligent people. Now, there lived a man named Bhaktivinod Thakur at the end of the 19th century. And in his book, Jaiva Dharma, he explains Dharma means. And then we can just cite him there. Well, you know, Sanskrit and all that, and I said, once you start looking into India, and maybe especially this area of India, you find some very subtle and advanced philosophical topics that can almost only be expressed through the Sanskrit language, because our modern languages are too simplistic and blunt. So if I lost you there, Well, let's take this in our language, shall we? Dharma really means that anything and everything that exists, things, living people, those who live, well, any substance, any existence, factual existence, has a certain inherent quality, a function, or characteristic. Yep. And that is, it's called, it's Dharma, it's nature. For instance, sugar is sweet. If you remove the sweetness from sugar, it's not really sugar anymore. Or it is in an unnatural state. And this Bhaktivinod continues explaining that by association, prolonged association with things or people from with other qualities, someone may take on such qualities which are not natural or intrinsic to oneself, and that is not Dharma. It can't be upheld. So what about this? Where are we going? Well, as far as us, it really means the meaning of life, that when we understand ourselves, our actual true nature, then we will also find our ways of being, of acting, of functioning. In other words, the meaning of our life. And although some people today, they will shrug their shoulders when you start talking about the meaning of life, saying, oh yeah, yeah, meaning of life. Nobody can know. There is no meaning. You create your own meaning as you go along. But behind this simple word Dharma, is a huge and deep knowledge that you find there pervading Eastern cultures. You find the word in Buddhism. And you find it in Hinduism. But it really goes beyond any isms. And although sometimes Dharma is translated as religion, it's really deeper than that, as you may understand now. It's about finding our true nature. Whoever we are, wherever we are, whatever society and culture that we belong to. Okay, that's as far as I can get right now. Dharma.